Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should.
Welcome back, folks. Second hour of the Alex Jones Show has begun. We go live back to Donald Trump in front of the White House, laying out in stark detail the hundreds of thousands of inconsistencies that have yet to been addressed by the mainstream media.
President Trump going way down to 17,000 and Biden going way up to 29,391. And that was very quick, a 12,000 vote switch, all in Mr. Biden's favor. So, I mean, I could go on and on about this fraud that took place in every state. And all of these legislatures want this back. I don't want to do it to you because I love you and it's freezing out here. But I could just go on forever. I can tell you this. So when you hear, while there is no evidence to prove any wrongdoing, this is the most fraudulent thing anybody said. This is a criminal enterprise. This is a criminal enterprise. And the press will say, and I'm sure they won't put any of that on there because that's no good. And you ever see, while there is no evidence to back President Trump's assertion, I could go on for another hour reading this stuff to you and telling you about it. There's never been anything like it. Think about it. Detroit had more votes than it had voters. Pennsylvania had 205,000 more votes than it had more votes. You don't have to go any. That, between that, I think that's almost better than dead people, if you think, right? More votes than they had voters, and many other states also. It's a disgrace that the United States of America, tens of millions of people are allowed to go vote without so much as even showing identification. In no state is there any question or effort made to verify the identity, citizenship, residency, or eligibility of the votes cast. The Republicans have to get tougher. You're not going to have a Republican Party if you don't get tougher. They want to play so straight. They want to play so, sir, yes, the United States. The Constitution doesn't allow me to send them back to the states. Well, I say, yes, it does, because the Constitution says you have to protect our country and you have to protect our Constitution. And you can't vote on fraud. And fraud breaks up everything, doesn't it? When you catch somebody in a fraud, you're allowed to go by very different rules. So I hope Mike has the courage to do what he has to do. And I hope he doesn't listen to the rhinos and the stupid people that he's listening to. It is also widely understood that the voter rolls are crammed full of non-citizens, felons, and people who have moved out of state, and individuals who are otherwise ineligible to vote. Yet Democrats oppose every effort to clean up their voter rolls. They don't want to clean them up. They're loaded. And how many people here know other people that when the hundreds of thousands and then millions of ballots got sent out, got 3, 4, 5, 6, and I heard one who got 7 ballots. And then they say, you didn't quite make it, sir. We won in a landslide. This was a landslide. They said, it's not American to challenge the election. This is the most corrupt election in the history, maybe of the world. You know, you could go third world countries, but I don't think they had hundreds of thousands of votes and they don't have voters for them. I mean, no matter where you go, nobody would think this. In fact, it's so egregious, it's so bad that a lot of people don't even believe it. It's so crazy that people don't even believe it. It can't be true. So they don't believe it. This is not just a matter of domestic politics. This is a matter of national security. So today, in addition to challenging the certification of the election, I'm calling on Congress and the state legislatures to quickly pass sweeping election reforms, and you better do it before we have no country left. Today is not the end. It's just the beginning. With your help over the last 4 years, we built the greatest political movement in the history of our country,
we'll
and
be
nobody
right back,
even
folks,
challenged.
A 60-second break, and we return live from Washington, D.C. It's InfoWars.com. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, folks. It's The Alex Jones Show. My name is Harrison Smith. Donald Trump is finishing up his remarks in front of the White House. At the same time, the joint session of the House has begun, and we'll bring you both of these as they occur. We'll go back to Donald Trump as he finishes up, and then we'll jump over to Mike Pence as he leads the Senate.
We will stop the practice of universal unsolicited mail-in balloting. We will clean up the voter rolls that ensure that every single person who casts a vote is a citizen of our country, a resident of the state in which they vote, and their vote is cast in a lawful and honest manner. We will restore the vital civic tradition of in-person voting on Election Day so that voters can be fully informed when they make their choice. We will finally hold big tech accountable, and if these people had courage and guts, they would get rid of Section 230, something that no other company, no other person in America, in the world has. All of these tech monopolies are going to abuse their power and interfere in our elections, and it has to be stopped. And the Republicans have to get a lot tougher, and so should the Democrats. They should be regulated, investigated, and brought to justice under the fullest extent of the law. They're totally breaking the law. Together, we will drain the Washington swamp, and we will clean up the corruption in our nation's capital. We have done a big job on it, but you think it's easy? It's a dirty business. It's a dirty business. You have a lot of bad people out there. Despite everything we've been through, looking out all over this country and seeing fantastic crowds, although this, I think, is our all-time record. I think you have 250,000 people. 250,000! Looking out at all the amazing patriots here today, I have never been more confident in our nation's future. Well, I have to say we have to be a little bit careful. That's a nice statement, but we have to be a little careful with that statement. If we allow this group of people to illegally take over our country, because it's illegal when the votes are illegal, when the way they got there is illegal, when the states that vote are given false and fraudulent information. We are the greatest country on earth. And we are headed and were headed in the right direction. You know, the wall is built. We're doing record numbers at the wall. Now they want to take down the wall. Let's let everyone flow in. Let's let everybody flow in. We did a great job in the wall. Remember the wall? They said it could never be done. One of the largest infrastructure projects we've ever had in this country. And it's had a tremendous impact. And we got rid of catch and release. We got rid of all of the stuff that we had to live with. But now the caravans, they think Biden's getting in. The caravans are forming again. They want to come in again and rip off our country. Can't let it happen. As this enormous crowd shows, we have truth and justice on our side. We have a deep and enduring love for America in our hearts. We love our country. We have overwhelming pride in this great country, and we have it deep in our souls. Together, we are determined to defend and preserve government, of the people, by the people, and for the people. Our brightest days are before us. Our greatest achievements still wait. I think one of our great achievements will be election security, because nobody until I came along had any idea how corrupt our elections were. And again, most people would stand there at 9 o'clock in the evening and say, I want to thank you very much. And they go off to some other life. But I said, something's wrong here. Something's really wrong. Can't have happened. And we fight. We fight like hell. And if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore. Our exciting adventures and boldest endeavors have not yet begun. My fellow Americans, for our movement, for our children, and for our beloved country, and I say this, despite all that's happened, the best is yet to come. So we're going to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I love Pennsylvania Avenue. And we're going to the Capitol, and we're going to try and give. The Democrats are hopeless. They're never voting for anything. Not even one vote. But we're going to try and give our Republicans, the weak ones, because the strong ones don't need any of our help. We're going to try and give them the kind of pride and boldness that they need to take back our country. So let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I want to thank you all. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you all for being here. This is incredible. Thank you very much.
Donald Trump, President of the United States, finishes up his statements in front of the White House. At the same time, the joint session of Congress is started. We're going to take the audio of that now. And Alex Jones, at this moment, is leading the march towards the Capitol building, where the Senate and Congress are joining together. Let's go to inside the chamber here. The report is... Feed from Washington, D.C. right now. Alex Jones and Owen Schroer speaking to a large crowd. At the same time, in the Capitol building, the word is Mike Pence has rejected Trump's call. He has failed to show the courage that Donald Trump was attempting to imbue in him, and has begun the counting of the electoral votes. At the same time, there's word that thousands of patriots have broken through the barriers around the Capitol and are now moving towards it to occupy. That's the word from Elijah Schaefer, who's on the ground. And Alex Jones continues to speak to this crowd. Let's go back to Alex Jones.
In the Great Awakening, the Great Reset is triggering the Great Awakening. And the Great Awakening will trigger the Great Rebellion and the destruction of the New World Order. We all know that our system has been corrupt for a long time. The whole world knows our system has been corrupt for a long time. And they've been waiting for Americans to stand up. And they've been waiting for a leader of America to stand up and do the right thing. Expose it and then bring it to its knees for its ultimate defeat. And that's what we do starting now in the year 2021.
This is it, folks, live from Washington, D.C. Mike Pence rejects Trump's call to overturn Biden election as patriots move towards the Capitol building. This is it, folks. We'll be back in just a few minutes with...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. My name's Harrison Smith. News pouring in from many different directions right now. Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer are live outside the Capitol addressing the crowd by bullhorn. Donald Trump has just finished up his speech. The Senate and the Congress are meeting right now to debate the objections. Breaking from Elijah Schaefer, patriots have stormed the Capitol building ground and are breaching federal barriers and police in the masses. No cell service, but video coming. Non-lethal force in effect. Full unlawful assembly on display. Never seen anything like this. Insane. Thousands occupying. And you see the video here of patriots pushing against the Capitol City police as they move towards the Capitol building. Estimates upwards of 1 million patriots right now have gathered for this and threatened to overwhelm the defenses of the Capitol building. From the Election Wizard on Twitter, 60 congressmen have just objected to the electoral votes from Arizona. Applause rung out in the halls of Congress. Vice President Mike Pence released this statement, essentially abrogating the responsibility of rejecting or accepting the electoral votes. He says during the 130 years since the Electoral Count Act was passed, Congress has, without exception, used these formal procedures to count the electoral votes every 4 years. Given the controversy surrounding this year's election, some approach this year's quadrennial tradition with great expectation and others with dismissive disdain. Some believe as vice president I should be able to accept or reject electoral votes unilaterally. Others believe electoral votes should never be challenged in a joint session of Congress. After careful study of our Constitution, our laws, our history, I believe neither view is correct. And essentially he says he's going to leave it up to the legislatures and he himself is not going to exert the unilateral authority to determine which electoral votes should be counted and which should not. While he says, quote, while my role as presiding officer is largely ceremonial, the role of the Congress is much different, and the Electoral Count of 1887 establishes a clear procedure to address election controversies when they arise during the count of the vote of the Electoral College. Republicans have objected to accepting Arizona's electoral votes. Senator Ted Cruz and Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona objected to the counting of electoral votes from Arizona, won by Joe Biden. So chaos abounds around the Capitol building. We are now getting a live feed as Alex Jones continues to lead the march towards the Capitol building, and we are receiving video updates on the ground as it looks like patriots are threatening to overwhelm the security of the Capitol and break in. Let's go back to Alex Jones as he marches, and we'll continue to get updates here. Again, this is unprecedented in American history. You can hear the police alarms going off as chaos reigns. Ambulances moving towards the scene. You can see there on the right is the old post office building, which is now the Trump Hotel, which has been a major gathering point for patriots ever since Trump got elected. They're moving now through Freedom Plaza. You can see this massive stream of humanity. Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, Greg Reese, and others following behind as they march towards the Capitol building, which is already under siege. He and Miles Chong tweets out there's just so many Trump supporters surrounding the Capitol, and you see this massive humanity, upwards of, as we say, estimated 1 million people moving to surround the Capitol. Owen Schroyer and Alex Jones now speaking through the bullhorn to the crowds who follow them.
Yes. Yeah. man.
Is now objecting to this. He's got the second article of the Constitution up behind him. Let's go to what he says as we continue to roll B-roll of the conflicts taking place between Trump supporters and police outside of the Capitol. You see mace being sprayed, punches being thrown in both directions as the conflict escalates. This is truly incredible, historic stuff, folks. The day has just begun. The violence may get out of control, but you see the Capitol Police there fully suited up in riot gear, ready for whatever occurs. Here's Steve Scalise.
The election, so everybody knew what the rules were. People on both sides knew how to play the rules before the game started, not getting somewhere in the process and saying, well, you don't think it's going to benefit you, so you try to go around the Constitution. That's not how our system works. It's gotten out of hand. And so President Trump has called this out. And President Trump has stood up to it. So many of us have stood up to it. And in fact, over 100 of my colleagues, Madam Speaker, asked the Supreme Court to address this problem just a few weeks ago. And unfortunately, the court chose to punt. They didn't answer one way or the other.
An update.
They didn't want
Scalise
to get in the middle of this discussion.
The House right now, but here is an update. As of less than a minute ago, Hill staffers have been told to evacuate the Madison building. Things are getting tenuous here as Trump supporters and patriots continue to pour towards the Capitol. Alex Jones himself at the head of a massive column of patriots moving now towards the United States Capitol building. We go back now to Steve Scalise, who inside the Capitol building is objecting to vote to counting the votes from Arizona.
Every single Republican voted to reform the process. Every single Democrat voted against it. They don't want to fix this problem. But the Constitution is our guide. And it's time we start following the Constitution. It's time we get back to what our founding fathers said is the process for selecting electors. That's the legislatures. In public view, not behind closed doors, not smoke-filled rooms, not bullying somebody that might give you a better ruling. Let's get back to rule of law and follow the Constitution, Madam Speaker. And I yield back the balance of my time.
Chairman,
time has expired.
Steve Scalise addressing the Congressional House and objecting to the counting of votes. Trump supporters are storming the grounds of the Capitol building and have torn down fences, punches being thrown, mace being sprayed. This is an ongoing situation. Crowds continue to increase in size as they move towards the Capitol. This is coming from just various different streams. An evacuation order has been issued for the Madison building. Here you see the Trump supporters tearing down the fences as this mass of humanity moves towards the Capitol in defiance of the strictures and boundaries and perimeters being set up. This is a historic day, folks. We're seeing things we have never seen in America before, and we'll bring it all to you up to the minute updates here on InfoWars.com, band.video. We are just monitoring all different feeds. We have our own feed here. That's Owen Schroyer with the bullhorn leading a massive column to greet the already huge crowds at the Capitol building that are threatening to break in. Evacuation orders being issued, and the congressmen continue to object. This is incredible, folks. Stay with us.
Inflation is here, and many experts believe hyperinflation could be coming, especially if the globalists are successful in killing the dollar. Tens of millions of Americans that were not awake are now beginning to store food. That's a good thing, but it's going to drive up prices. We're already beginning to see record sales once again. We the people understand it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to become self-sufficient. The globalists are waging siege against us, trying to destroy our businesses, trying to bankrupt our families, our towns, our churches. That's why, while we still can, we've got to get prepared and get ready. Take advantage of a huge final mega sale before prices go up at preparewithalex.com and save up to $850 off the highest quality storable foods out there. You've got until Friday, January 8th to get your orders in at preparewithalex.com and lock in the lowest prices out there on high quality storable food.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Incredible things happening. They're storming D.C. Patriots are rushing and surrounding the Capitol. They're tearing down barriers. Police are struggling to maintain the crowd. Mace and punches being thrown back and forth. Two House buildings have been evacuated. The House Cannon building and the House Madison building have both been issued evacuation orders. Pence has said he cannot reject electoral votes outright, but the Congress themselves are objecting right now to the Arizona votes. Videos coming out over Twitter, and we'll bring you those just as soon as we can, of the conflict, the combat actually going on with the Capitol Police being pushed back, barriers being torn down, and patriots waving Trump flags, American flags, don't tread on me flags, the Gadsden flag, all moving inexorably towards the Capitol building. Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer at the head of a second column of humanity moving towards the Capitol building less than a mile away now. There's the evacuation order you see from the United States Capitol Police. Evacuate Madison building due to police activity. Occupants should remain calm and move in a safe manner to the exits. If nearby, take annunciators on the way out. Close doors behind you, but do not lock. Proceed immediately to your designated assembly area and check in with your OEC. These are the orders being issued to the members of the House and anybody there in the Capitol building, that's the Madison building and the Cannon building, both received evacuation orders as a consequence of this massive humanity that continues to blast their way through the flimsy barriers preventing them from getting close to the Capitol. Incredible stuff, folks. Here we're seeing videos that are being transmitted to us minute by minute as we receive updates from people on the ground, independent journalists, and just regular people alike. Meanwhile, and here you see them pulling the barriers and the police struggling to pull it back. This is not Black Lives Matter, folks. This is not Antifa. These are patriots, and perhaps they've finally boiled over. You see the air filled with the mist of mace, the stinging gas that the police will be implementing and that is also being implemented against the police as patriots, receiving blows to the head from billy clubs, attempts to tear down barriers. But once again, folks, this is but a small fraction of the upwards of a million people that are now in Washington, D.C., with the vast majority of them just now moving towards the Capitol. We expect this situation to become ever more dire. Here we see, once again, moving past what looks like the Museum of Natural History, perhaps the Air and Space Museum, closing in on the Capitol, a column of humanity being led by Alex Jones with his iconic bullhorn and Owen Schroyer next to him. The sheer number of people there makes it almost impossible to get signal out, and that's the only thing really preventing us from getting completely live feeds right now, but we're getting them about as quickly as we can. Fights have broken out between police officers and Trump supporters in front of the Capitol. Right now, Jim Jordan is objecting to the to counting the electoral votes from Arizona. Let's go now to Jim Jordan and hear what he has to say.
Constitution. What if it's 10 states the next time? What if it's 15? What if in 2024, 2028, it's 26 states? What if it's half the states? Do an end run on what the Constitution clearly spells out. We are the final check and balance. The authority rests with us, the United States Congress, the body closest to the American people, right where the founders wanted it. We should do our duty. We should object to and vote for this objection to the Arizona electors. Madam Chair, I yield back.
Thank you.
That's Jim Jordan objecting and laying out his reasonings for objection against this Arizona. So they go state by state to count the electors. As of now, only 12 have been counted. I believe that's just from Alaska. So Trump right now has those 12 electors. Biden still at zero, as he would be awarded the Arizona delegates, except there has been an objection, and now there's time for a debate. Adam Schiff now presenting what I'm sure it can be summarized as BS. American Nationalist on Twitter asking President Trump to storm the Senate chamber. This day is young, folks, and who knows what will be what the future holds for us. Again, Elijah Schaefer reports patriots have stormed the Capitol building ground and are breaching federal barriers and police en masse. No cell service, video incoming. Of course, we've seen that video. We played it for you here. Non-lethal force in effect. The barriers are continually being assaulted by the patriots as they move ever closer and surround an ever greater number the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., punches, mace being thrown. And again, the only thing preventing us from getting more videos right now is the fact that the sheer mass of humanity overloads the cell phone towers and it becomes impossible to get access to the Internet or even to call in. We're going to try to get the stream of Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer as they continue to approach. It looks like blood on the ground. I'm not sure if that's blood or something else, but it looked like a great deal of human blood on the ground in front of the police line as police continue to lash out and attack. They're in full riot gear, full armor. Patriots, no sign of stepping back or slowing down as they continue to push towards these police lines. Of course, inside this building right now, the debate rages. Adam Schiff presenting some sort of illiterate nonsense that we don't need to hear. Patriots storming the U.S. Capitol, an amazing video from the real Hursty via Kitty Boomhauer on Twitter. These are the people we rely on to get this up-to-date video because, folks, if you were watching Fox News or Newsmax or CNN, you would receive nothing but a bland feed of essentially nothing going on. Instead, we are giving you live up to the minute videos that are coming through over Twitter from the live independent reporters there on the ground. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of people right now moving towards the Capitol. The mass of humanity continues to grow as the police lash out their thin line of armored officers, a pitiful resistance against the literal tidal wave moving towards them. And we'll continue to monitor all of this and get more videos as well. Folks, guys, do we have a feed of Alex and Owen moving towards, or has that gone down because of the cell phones? This is all up to the minute, folks. The crew is working frantically behind the scenes to get all of this up to date. Once again, this is coverage that you will not get anywhere else. And all of this broke out almost immediately following President Trump's statements. Is this the live feed of Alex and Owen? Can we hear them? And you see the crowd moving towards the Capitol now. Owen and Alex at the head of a column of humanity going to join the already hundreds, if not thousands, of people now surrounding the Capitol and pushing ever closer. The Capitol has evacuated two buildings. The Cannon Building and the Madison Building have received evacuation orders, and the people inside have been told to move calmly but swiftly towards the exit and to notify their superiors that they are safe. Folks, this is this is truly incredible, and we'll continue to keep you updated here. Looks like Chuck Schumer now. No, it's still Adam Schiff. Still Adam Schiff addressing the crowd. And do we have audio of that stream? If we can bring that up and hear what Owen and Alex are saying. Jones and Owen Schroyer and the rest of the InfoWars crew as they move towards the Capitol. Here we see a view from inside the Capitol of staffers there moving down the stairs following that evacuation order. McConnell has said, quote, if we overrule them, we damage our republic forever. Folks, the republic has been damaged. It now teeters on the brink of collapse. What we're witnessing here live is unprecedented in American history, and InfoWars.com is the only place bringing you these videos. Stay with us, folks.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer at the head of a column of patriots moving towards the area where Donald Trump has just completed his speech to the Save America crowd there. My guess, upwards of a million people on the streets of Washington, D.C., already hundreds of thousands surrounding the Capitol, where inside the debate rages over whether or not to accept the electoral votes from the state of Arizona. This is just the beginning, and as the debate rages inside, outside, police are struggling to maintain the fury of the crowds as barricades are pulled down, mace is sprayed back and forth, punches being thrown by both sides in what looks to be the beginning of something huge, folks. We are receiving video updates from independent reporters on the ground and across the entire country as a rally at the Minnesota State House in St. Paul has surrounded the Capitol building there. And again, Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer moving towards that Capitol with the rest of this massive crowd, which by the time Trump was still speaking, had already surrounded the Capitol building. Two of the Capitol buildings have been evacuated, the Madison building and the House Cannon building, and both received evacuation orders. And the staffers there have moved towards the exit as the Capitol police feel like they may not be able to maintain the security or integrity of their police line. Here we see applause taking place in the Senate. We've heard from Jim Jordan. We've heard from Steve Scalise. Now there's this scumbag, which I think something bad happened to him, so now everybody's sad for him. But let's not forget he's a traitorous scumbag in the end. I can't remember his name, but frankly, I don't care to. Here you see in the bottom right hand of the screen the Capitol building staffers moving towards the exit. Clearly, they don't seem distressed. Nobody's running. They're all moving slowly, looking at their phones or filming with their cameras. But still, this is an incredible event. And once again, it was a small fraction of a fraction of the total crowd that was already at this Capitol building when the conflict began. And now the remainder of that huge, almost unprecedented crowd is moving towards the Capitol as we speak, as the debate rages inside. President Trump has apparently returned to the White House. That's the word that we're receiving from Washington. He said he was going to go to the Capitol, but it looks like he's gone to the White House instead. Many people on Twitter encouraging him to storm the Senate along with his supporters. And what we're seeing here are the independent journalist videos as Trump supporters move once again inexorably towards the Capitol building. The police seem to be scrambling, running back and forth, unsure which way to go. And Trump flags waving, American flags waving, Gadsden flags waving, and the joyous, upbeat atmosphere of the event earlier today has soured and turned to rage as the fury of Trump supporters and patriots across the United States overflows and expresses itself on the outside of the Capitol. It looks like Ted Cruz is now addressing the House. We'd like to get that feed as soon as possible. An aerial view provided by Fox shows the massive and ever-growing crowd. Alex Jones continuing to move towards the Capitol there. One of the only issues that's preventing us from getting more live feeds is the fact that the sheer number of people overloads the cell phone towers and internet connections become inconsistent at best. But the massive crowd continues to grow. A U.S. bomb squad battalion dispatch has arrived on the scene as well. We're not sure if that's because of a reported bomb threat or whether they're just there as backup, as it seems like the U.S. Capitol Police are struggling to maintain their cohesion as more and more people surround the Capitol building and push towards those Senate and congressional chambers, where, as we speak, objections are being made to the fraudulent vote that occurred in Arizona. Two buildings of the U.S. Capitol complex evacuated, of course. And once again, it looks like the supply of videos has slowed down a bit. We'll keep pulling them in as we can. Oh, here we see Trump supporters running as they move towards the Capitol. It looks like these stands have already been erected for the supposed inauguration, which should be happening on January 20th. That's where you see some of the preparations being made outside the Capitol. And now being torn down by angry Trump supporters. This is a video from Drew Hernandez, who is on the scene. Elijah Schaefer on the scene. Julio Rosas on the scene. We see police officers falling down as they're pushed and being pulled up by their brethren. Trump supporters scaling the scaffolding that's been erected to support the audience there during for the inauguration on January 20th. Looks like Ted Cruz has objected. Breaking now from Hannity.com. Ted Cruz objects to Arizona's Electoral College results, Senate to debate. So as we speak, the Senate and the Congress are both in session. It's a joint session of Congress. They are deciding whether or not to accept the results that have been put forward to them, which means that this is the deciding factor right now. And they go alphabetical order. Alaska has been decided. 12 electoral votes went to Trump. Because of Alaska right now, Biden sits at zero because as soon as Arizona came up, the objections came in. Now it's the time for argumentation, and we may see what happens here. Of course, Vice President Mike Pence was in a position to outright object and decide on his own based on some constitutional precedents set over 100 years ago. He has rejected that responsibility, that obligation. He said, no, I can't do that. I have to leave it up to the legislature. So now we have legislatures and senators arguing in favor or in opposition to the acceptance of the electoral slates that have been sent from these various states. And once again, we're seeing rallies all across the United States with a rally in Minnesota and elsewhere breaking off as well. And again, these videos coming out from outside the Capitol show a very thin police line, heavily armored with the masks, the SWAT helmets, the SWAT shields, full body armor, carrying billy clubs that look to be about 3 feet long. We're seeing Trump supporters taking hits on the head from those billy clubs. And again, this was as of 24 minutes ago. And since then, we've seen 24 minutes of rising aggression, rising crowds, more police, building evacuations. And the reaction from across the nation is largely excitement, as far as I'm concerned. This is, again, truly incredible, and we'll continue to update and bring you more videos. We're not exactly sure where Owen Schroyer and Alex Jones have arrived at this point. They were about a mile away, probably 20 minutes ago, so they should be approaching the Capitol now. Problem is, once again, not only have the cell phone towers been overloaded by the sheer mass of humanity, all of their cell phones attempting to get a piece of those networks, and they inevitably go down. That's to be expected. But what I've noticed is that we haven't received a new video in about 9 minutes, and I wonder if there hasn't been some sort of shutdown of the cell network to prevent information from getting out. But we continue to monitor the situation on every different front. If you guys want to bring up this Fox News feed, we can at least see, oh, here's a shot from the back of the Capitol grounds shooting towards the place where the inauguration is set to commence on January 20th. Massive, massive crowds again moving. We see police running. We see Capitol staffers evacuating as the Trump flags wave, the American flags wave, the Gadsden flags wave, and the Patriots move ever closer. We see police being helped away from the scene, perhaps injured, perhaps sprayed with mace, perhaps a friendly fire of mace from his own side getting back in his own eyes. That's, we've seen mostly mace being sprayed from the police lines, but we've also seen mace being sprayed right back from the Trump supporters towards the police. And this is an ongoing situation as the crowd continues to swell, continues to surround the Capitol, and the police are struggling to maintain it. This is unprecedented, ladies and gentlemen. This is perhaps the focal point, the changing point, the fulcrum upon which the fate of the republic rests. More senators and congressmen objecting, police, it looks like, being escorted off, perhaps injured, being assisted by their fellow officers. We don't know if they have received a blow to the face or if they've been maced. What we do know is that the Washington establishment is scrambling any and all officers they have at their command in order to deal with this massive outpouring of anger, fury, and righteous indignation coming from the Trump supporters. You can there see we have the Fox News feed up, and even they are having trouble maintaining the integrity of their signal. And we see some of their videos glitching and fading out, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show. My name is Harrison Smith, because Alex Jones himself is on the scene, and we will do our best to connect with him and Owen Schroyer and to see what is going on as patriots scale the scaffolding, the barriers come down, and the righteous fury of the American people overwhelms the pathetic structure of this corrupt system.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.